Leslie Noyes Moss has a lot of experience working in Pakistan. She was fresh out of college in 1962 when she became the first Peace Corps volunteer in the small Pakistani village of Damki. Moss spent a frustrating year in the poor, dusty town. She struggled to begin an education program for women and start a cottage industry making straw purses. But after a year, the project collapsed. Nearly 50 years later, Moss returned. In her new book, Back to Pakistan, A 50-Year Journey, she describes the initial reception she received from the people of Damki.
I had a wall of eyes sitting on my compound wall watching every move I made 24/7. The Muslim women, and the majority of women in the village were Muslim, were not allowed to come visit me. Back then, in this very traditional Muslim village, they were isolated. And we're talking a very small village with just dusty lanes and mud houses and that sort of thing.
It must have been pretty frustrating because men in the village had hoped the volunteer would be a man. They hoped you would have been
they
a man.
They did, yeah. When my first encounter with the basic democracies, the men in the local government sitting around looking at me with expressions of, what's she doing here? You know, this isn't what we asked for. So my initial contact was, what are you supposed to be doing? And I wasn't quite sure myself. I knew I was supposed to be working with women and children. I was supposed to be changing the pattern of village life. And quite frankly,
it's kind of a vague assignment.
It was sort of vague. Yeah.
Whenever you head to a village like that, obviously, to get anything done as any kind of development worker, you need to corral the leaders. The village headman, or the chief,
right,
if you will,
yeah,
was a guy named Rana. Did he have a clearer sense of changing patterns of village life?
Well, I'm not really sure. I don't think so. He was a wonderful man, and he really did take me under the protection of his family.
Rana actually also proposes marriage to you to be his second wife. I guess he really wanted to make sure you were protected.
I guess. I mean, I didn't really take it seriously at the time. And he found a stable, said that I could live there. And I lived in one room and turned the other room into a social center, which for me was, you know, the beginning, or hopefully the beginning of a school for women and girls, because they didn't have a school in that village.
Mm. And then, as you put it, rumors, jealousies, and hard feelings race from one compound to another, and your plans unraveled. What happened?
Well, I did start a social center. Finally, the women started to come, but we didn't get a lot of cooperation from village women. They somehow were prevented from actually going out and getting the straw. So the project just kind of fell apart. And after that first year in the village, I did, with the coworker that I had, a young Pakistani woman, we went to Sheikhupura, which was the headquarters of the town. And we actually did start a program the second year to do the similar kind of social center.
Mm. So the lessons and successes you acquired your first year in Damki, you were able to duplicate in your second year. After the second year, of course, Peace Corps volunteers go on home. Mm-hmm. You return to the U.S., get a PhD in childhood education. Then one day you and your husband are in a plane that's flying across the Atlantic. The plane gets into trouble. It does not look good. And at that moment, you make a decision. What is it?
Well, we really thought we were going down, but had time to talk to each other and say goodbye, really.
Wow.
And thinking about my life and talking about it, it had been a pretty nice life, you know, except that I really did have one regret. And that was that I felt I had never really given back to the people in Pakistan all the things that they'd given me. They're very generous, giving people, and they were wonderful to me. I mean, this scared young liberal arts graduate who I didn't think I had ever made much of an impact. And, of course, I was out to change the world, and I knew that I hadn't done that.
So the plane doesn't go down, obviously.
No, thank goodness.
And you returned to Pakistan in 2009 with the NGO, the Citizens Foundation, and you actually get back to your village, Damki. How do the people receive you there?
It was uncanny because I sort of knew exactly where to go, though I hadn't even consciously thought about it in 45 years. But I went up to Rana Saab's house.
The former headman.
The former headman, yeah. And people kept coming in, and we started talking. And, well, they remembered all kinds of things about me and about the time that I had lived with them. Even people who hadn't been born yet were telling me stories about my time in Damki.
You entered Damki folklore, apparently.
I guess. Well, sort of. I all of a sudden realized that, you know, my impact there had been not really so much in the things that I had done, trying to show them how to
make a
build a latrine
basket, yeah,
and that sort of thing. but really just living among them, being with them, and I guess opening their eyes perhaps to a wider world that they didn't really know existed. I became their American.
Pakistan's been through a lot of turbulent history since 1962 when you were there. What struck you most about how this one village, Damki, has changed in that time?
Mud houses had become brick houses. There were more of them. There was a new mosque and a cell tower. Everybody has a cell phone. Now, I saw a lot more in Pakistan this time, a lot more conservative Islam than I had experienced, even in a traditional Muslim village in the 60s. It was much more conservative. But the schoolmaster at the end of my visit said, you know, you're coming here, shown us that we're still friends, we can still be friends. And that meant a lot to me.
Leslie Noyes-Moss is a retired educator in Columbus, Ohio. Her new book is called Back to Pakistan, A 50-Year Journey. Leslie, very nice to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As we noted, Leslie Noyes-Moss was a Peace Corps volunteer in Pakistan. We have the stories of other former volunteers about their best days and worst days in the Peace Corps. Check it out at theworld.org/Peace Corps.